Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 1 after the hour. No, 11. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's starting a little earlier today because I got some things I want to say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, every week I take a couple of segments to talk about things that are on my mind. It's just the two of us. And this week, in this segment, I want to talk about the 14th edition of my new regular series, which, as you know, is devoted to helping small business owners have the maximum opportunity to open their businesses on January 1st, 2021. I call it the new regular series because Normal was caught stalking Dr. Fauci and was arrested for not wearing a mask. You know, folks, every Main Street business owner had a business plan when they opened their business on January 1st, 2020. From a fancy multi-page model to thoughts printed on that were printed on the owner's brain. And regardless, regardless of what kind of business plan they had, both of those operators have one thing in common. They're both going to need a new one, a new post-pandemic, new regular business plan. Now, once you stay with me, you'll thank me later. Don't go away. Emerging out of a government-mandated shutdown as we are now, we're finding a marketplace shrouded in a fog of uncertainty. But the good news is the fog will lift once you find answers to three questions. What do your customers want right now? What do customers want right now? That's first. Number two, how has the competitive landscape changed? And number three, how far out of alignment is my business from those two? These aren't new questions, but in the span of several weeks, the answers are new. They've morphed from a little different to unrecognizable since January. And here's the foggy part. They're still changing. So would you like some fog-clearing clarity? Getting what's in your head out and looking back at you from a screen or paper will produce powerful illumination. And there's no better source for such marketing sunlight than a business plan. The most successful small business CEOs create and operate with a real plan they can refer to regularly. Now, I want to get you on that track. It isn't complicated. A business plan is an idea for a venture that develops from facts and figures structured and applied into a forecast of what you intend to do, how you intend to do it, and how you project those moving parts will successfully coalesce in the future. The first part of your plan is about the present. What do you know? What do you have? Who's on the team? What do you need? And how are you going to get it? Well, you already know the first three. What do you know? What do you have? Who's on your team? The answers to these questions are the narrative part of your plan. Write it all down. After the words, focus on the future. And in the new regular, the future we care about spans from tomorrow to the end of 2021, to the end of next year. Here's a handy way to think about it. The future is in the financials. The future is in the financials. And you can achieve more fog-clearing clarity with these two financial fundamental elements, assumptions and projections, with the former driving the latter, with your assumptions driving your projections. Here's what they are. Assumptions are building blocks of the financial section of your plan. They represent the real numbers that you know, like the rent, and it also represents those you don't know, like future revenue. Combining experience with post-pandemic research, take your best shot at determining financial assumptions. How much can you sell? That's the revenue. How much will it cost you to produce sales? That's your cost of goods sold. How much will it cost to operate? That's your expenses. And how much will be left over, profit or loss? In an electronic spreadsheet, populate a single cash flow column, just a vertical column, like a line item budget with your assumptions. Then let's work on the projections. Take your budget assumptions and spread them to the right. Project them to the right for 12 columns. That's your months, right? You can do it annually. You can start right now. This powerful and dynamic spreadsheet will become your business plan dashboard. It's full of gauges that recalculate as you update assumptions based on what you need, what you learn, and ultimately what happened. Once you get addicted to your spreadsheet, as I have been for a long time, decades, you'll manage your business with it like a carpenter uses a hammer and nails. With every passing cycle, whether it be a day, a month, a year, you'll replace assumptions with real numbers, things you've already done, your reality. You'll replace assumptions with real numbers and reproject into the next cycle, another month or another year. You'll do what Tim Berry, the galactic guru of business planning, many of you remember him, he always said, plan versus actual. That's what you'll do. As you continue to work with your spreadsheet, you'll compare plan versus what you actually did. To help you get comfortable with forecasting, because I know sometimes people are worried about it, to help you get comfortable, remember this. Assumptions are often wrong, and projections are always wrong. We're not trying to get it exact here, folks. We're just trying to get a track to run on. The more you work with them, though, the less wrong they will be. Arguably, the most important product of your spreadsheet is projecting cash flow, positive and negative, months in advance. A negative cash surprise is more dangerous than a governor with a coronavirus shutdown mandate. Surprises are for birthdays, not for cash. My friends, you do not want to... You can know, you have the ability right now to know a month, 2 months, 6 months from now, you can build a spreadsheet that will tell you when you're going to run out of cash with these assumptions and these projections, and you'll get better at it. It'll help you. Now that you're oriented around the planning steps, let's reset those 2019 assumptions that you had with answers to those first new regular questions I asked you. Remember that? The first one was, what do customers want right now? This answer will drive your revenue line, but perhaps more than ever, it will influence operating expenses. Expect customer service, especially your technology, to become a bigger expensive investment than before. Number two, how has the competitive landscape changed? Post-pandemic, things here are different, right? In any other time, we'd want the competition to worry about you, but the big boxes, especially big tech, have gained an advantage that's heavily influencing customer expectations. Plus, your new regular reality may include the absence of some former competitors. Number three, how far out of alignment is your business in the post-pandemic marketplace? This is your prime planning focus. Well-researched answers to the first two questions will reveal number three, and you'll be on your spreadsheet. Folks, I can't tell you about all the things you need to know about business planning. My purpose today is just to get you started. But here are two outstanding business planning resources I want you to find. Tim Berry's bplans.com, bplans.com, and also crowdspring.com/business-plan. Go to those two and you'll be glad you did. Without a new regular business plan, my friends, your post-pandemic business is driving down a one-way street the wrong way at midnight in a rainstorm with no lights. You can't do that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.